Unveiling the Mysteries of Reflection and Transmission in Ultrasound Imaging, a guide for medical students. Welcome, medical students, to another captivating exploration in the realm of ultrasound imaging. Today, we delve into the fascinating phenomena of reflection and transmission, fundamental principles that drive image formation and provide crucial diagnostic information. Reflection, the echoing image. When sound energy encounters a boundary between two media, some of it bounces back towards the transducer, a phenomenon known as reflection. This reflected sound, like an echo, carries valuable information about the acoustic properties of the tissues it encountered. Specular versus diffuse reflection, a tale of two worlds. Imagine a perfectly smooth mirror. Sound waves striking it at a perpendicular angle reflect back in a highly organized manner, resulting in specular reflection. However, as the angle of incidence deviates from 90 degrees, the reflected energy becomes scattered and less distinct. In contrast, diffuse reflection, also known as backscatter, occurs when the sound waves encounter irregular boundaries within tissues. These irregularities scatter the reflected sound in all directions, generating a more chaotic and randomized pattern. Scattering, a dance of deflection. Scattering refers to the phenomenon where sound waves are diverted from their original path upon encountering irregularities in the medium. These irregularities can be small, like tissue fibers or cell membranes, or larger, like blood vessels or cysts. The degree of scattering depends on several factors, including the size and shape of the irregularities and the frequency of the sound wave. Rayleigh scattering, the power of the tiny. When a sound wave encounters reflectors much smaller than its wavelength, a specific type of scattering called Rayleigh scattering occurs. In this case, the sound energy is uniformly diverted in all directions, leading to a significant loss of signal strength. Higher frequency sound waves are particularly susceptible to Rayleigh scattering, which contributes to image degradation at shallow depths. Attenuation, the limiting factor. As sound waves travel through tissues, their intensity weakens due to attenuation. This phenomenon arises from various factors, including absorption, scattering, and reflection. Ultimately, attenuation limits the maximum depth from which meaningful diagnostic images can be obtained. Impedance, a measure of resistance. Acoustic impedance, a characteristic property of the medium, is not directly measured but calculated. It represents the resistance a medium offers to the flow of sound energy. At a boundary between two media, reflection and transmission of sound waves occur. The intensity of the reflected and transmitted waves depends on the difference in acoustic impedance between the two media. Understanding the intensity ratio's incident intensity refers to the intensity of the sound wave before it strikes the boundary. Reflected intensity represents the portion of the incident wave that bounces back. Transmitted intensity represents the portion of the wave that continues through the second medium. Reflection and impedance, a symbiotic relationship. Reflection only occurs if the two media at the boundary have different acoustic impedances. The greater the impedance difference, the greater the intensity reflection coefficient, IRC, and consequently, the stronger the reflected signal. This principle underlies the detection and visualization of various anatomical structures and pathological conditions using ultrasound imaging. By understanding the fundamental principles of reflection and transmission, medical students can interpret ultrasound images with greater accuracy and confidence. This knowledge empowers them to make informed diagnoses and provide optimal patient care. As we continue our journey through the fascinating world of ultrasound, we will explore further concepts and delve deeper into their clinical applications.